I was very critical, as I mentioned there previously. Like, it is, there is some homes and houses and rooms that need to be modified in the lines of maybe bathrooms modified for walk-in showers and that, where people are waiting to come out of hospitals or come out of nursing homes to go back into their own homes, and maybe roof repairs or whatever. And so it's backing up the system, really, where these rooms or these beds are not available in hospitals or nursing homes due to the people waiting to come back out. So it's a very, very important grant. It's, as I said before, it's possibly the only grant some people ever go looking for, and it's on hold at the moment, mainly due to the large application within, but the success of the scheme. And I suppose it's important to also mention that the priority, what we call priority one applications, are still being processed, and that's for people with terminally ill and that needs rooms or modifications to be done, waiting to come out of hospitals and that. So they're classed as a priority one application, and they're still being processed. But I have to acknowledge the work ongoing still by Anita and all the housing staff in processing these grants. But the main scheme is on hold, and we do need extra allocation from government. It's good to see Deputy Scanlon shouting for that, because what we've received last year needs to be boosted up by maybe an extra million. So I'd say important scheme for areas and for elderly, and it needs to be started back up as soon as possible.